Talking now with Corey Seidman, NBC Sports Philadelphia, as we talk Phillies, who, as we are talking, on the verge of a big deal with Seattle. And the headline here, Corey, the Phillies would get all-star infielder Gene Segura. What do you think?
Matt, it seems too good to be true in some ways. You know, the Phillies are getting out from under a contract they wanted to trade in Carlos Santana because it didn't, the pieces did not fit with Rhys Hoskins in left field. They're getting out from under J.P. Crawford, who's been a pretty disappointing former top prospect, and they're bringing in a guy who hits 300 every year, a guy who can steal you 30 to 40 bases, a guy who has more pop than a lot of players with his skill set. You know, the Phillies in this Gene Segura trade just found their leadoff hitter. They found their starting shortstop. So I don't know what negative can be pointed out with this trade. It's just a great deal, and I think that the Phillies really took advantage of the Seattle Mariners' desperation and willingness to rebuild.
You mentioned a lot of the things he does well. When you look at him as a player, the skill set, what are the first things that jump out at you to make him special?
He extends at bats, fouls pitches off. He doesn't strike out much. He doesn't walk much. He hits the ball all over the field. I threw this stat out on Twitter earlier today that over the last three seasons, no right-handed hitter in baseball has more hits up the middle than Gene Segura. He has five more than Jose Altuve for the major league lead. He's also in the top six in going the other way. So this is just a player that adds dynamics that the Phillies offense didn't have last season. You know, last season, this was a Phillies lineup that was predicated around walks and home runs, and too often they just didn't have an offensive catalyst, a guy who could wreak havoc on the bases or someone who could put the ball in play in high-pressure situations. Now they have that with Gene Segura. And the reason I really like the move is because the Phillies, while they're still fully expected to go after Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, landing one of those two players alone was not going to make you a 90-win team or a playoff team. You needed a second addition, a guy like Gene Segura. You needed someone else to help deepen and lengthen this lineup. And, you know, when you start looking at the possibilities down the road here of the potential for still a Machado or Harper, still a Patrick Corbin perhaps, still an elite reliever like Zach Britton, you know, the Phillies could really make some do some damage this offseason and get themselves toward the upper echelon of the National League, at least on paper.
And one of the other things I think you have to like about this trade is the roster starts to make more sense, because last year you would look at a lot of games and you would see four or five guys playing out of position. By moving Santana, you get Hoskins at first instead of lumbering in the outfield. Everything just starts to click a little more, doesn't it?
Yeah, this solidifies three different spots, doesn't it? It puts Rhys Hoskins at first, Gene Segura at shortstop, and either Scott Kingery or Cesar Hernandez at second base. So sure, it makes more sense. And I think that with Carlos Santana, what the Phillies looked at a year ago at this time when they signed Santana to a three-year deal, I think that they thought that Rhys Hoskins would be able to play passable defense in left field the way that Pat Burrell did, or that Carlos Santana's offense would outweigh the defensive concerns having Santana and Hoskins in the same lineup. But neither of those things happened. Santana was slightly disappointing offensively, although not as bad as some fans want to make it out to be, and Hoskins was brutal in left field defensively. So this was a fix that needed to happen, and the Phillies were able to get out from under Santana's contract while still adding a very, very good player who helps you win now. And Gene Segura is under a team-friendly deal, 4 years, just about $60 million.
And final question, looking to your crystal ball, you and I are talking the first day of spring training. What big names are in Phillies uniforms?
You know, I still, to me, would prioritize Bryce Harper, but it does seem like there's more Manny Machado buzz now than there was the last two or three weeks. The Phillies are still pursuing Machado to hopefully have him at third base. I do think the Phillies are ultimately going to miss out on Patrick Corbin, but I got to say, I would be surprised if opening day comes and one of Bryce Harper or Manny Machado is not in this lineup. So you'd have a new leadoff hitter and you'd have a new big thumper in the middle of your order.
Corey Seidman, NBC Sports Philadelphia, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Phillies, who making a deal with Seattle, bringing an all-star to town, and Gene Segura. Corey, if someone wants to check out your work, what should they do?
NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at CSeidmanNBCS. That's Seidman.
Corey, thanks for the time and insight.
My pleasure, Matt.